And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the Omnibus Edition of Huntsford.
Hi Raymond, hi PC Evans, sorry Sarah, thanks for coming. Right, time to decide how we're going to run, pedal, our cycling event.
Was that a joke? I can't believe you tell worse jokes than me, Carmella. That does make me very happy.
We aim to please. Sarah, I've worked out four easy cycling routes of 2, 5, 10 and 20 miles. Here's the map.
Perfect. Something for everyone.
I agree. But how will we differentiate between the novice and the elite riders?
Well, people should be able to choose any route they like, Raymond. We shouldn't discriminate.
I agree. It's meant to be a fun competition.
We need to decide where the rest stop's going to be.
Maybe outside Huntsford General. If we're letting novice riders attempt the elite route, they might end up in A&E.
If you look after the elite peloton, Raymond, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Oh, yes. Very good point. I don't mind being the elite coach on the day.
Great. We could site the rest stop here at the halfway stage of the longest route where it intersects with the shorter route.
Genius! It can double up as a refuelling centre for elite riders and a snack bar for those who want the shortest route possible.
We must ensure riders don't get in each other's way though.
We can steer Raymond's elites to the left and everyone else to the right.
So, just thinking out loud, what refreshments are we going to offer? Energy drinks, flapjacks, jelly beans?
Jelly beans? Wash your mouth out with soap, Raymond. I'm making a special range of healthy snacks to complement my clean eating campaign.
Well, that sounds good.
Here, try one of my Happy Wheels. It's vegan, gluten and nut-free.
Delicious.
I agree. You've definitely got the catering gig, Carmella.
Another triumph, Trevor. What a night, hey?
Oh, I should say so, Doreen. The place was heaving, and we totally killed it.
Oh, it's such a shame we couldn't post the gig on social media like we usually do.
Oh, if I knew who was trolling us, I'd kill them. I really would. It's just so ignorant in this day and age, isn't it? I mean, you couldn't make it up, could you?
Oh, don't upset yourself, Trev. At least we have a loyal fan base who makes sure everyone knows about us just by word of mouth.
Yes, it's a rather comforting thought that. The ruder and more outrageous our act is, the more the audience likes it.
You're not kidding. Mind you, I did wonder whether our trolls were members of the audience that we had taken the mickey out of. Do you reckon they could be?
Possibly. But we can't let it cramp our naughty style. That's what goes down best with the audience. And it's such fun. I'd be heartbroken if we had to stop.
Well, at least the police are making progress and have referred the case to the Crown Prosecution Service.
Oh, I know. But it would be helpful if they would just get on with it and prosecute whoever's threatening us. Then we can get back to normal life.
Trevor, do you actually do normal?
Good point. Normal's not really my thing.
Normal's definitely overrated.
Fiona, are you all right? Silly question, of course you're not.
Oh, I feel like death, Alison. I probably look like it too. I must have eaten something that doesn't agree with me.
Is that right?
Probably that Chinese meal I shared with Chantel last night. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. I'll come out now. I'm feeling a bit better.
Chantel doesn't seem to be unwell.
I guess I just have a sensitive stomach.
Oh, look, Fiona. Let's stop pretending. You're pregnant, aren't you? The stomach upset excuse doesn't cut it anymore. Just admit it.
Okay, you're right. But I was hoping to keep it under wraps for a while. Raymond knows, but I don't want it to become common knowledge around wavelengths.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you? Hogging the staff toilet all day doesn't pass unnoticed. Or without comment.
Oh, can you help me keep it quiet just for a while? I don't want to tell the others yet. It's still early days.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but I think most people have guessed already. Laura definitely has. Look, whatever happens, you know I'll always support you.
Oh, thanks, Alison. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Now, are you going to tell me who the father is?
I can't. Sorry. Look, all I can say is it's not an anonymous donor. It's someone I trust.
OK. But this is Hunsford. People are going to speculate.
I know. Let them. I'm not revealing who the father is, and that's that.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Mario. Just a moment. This is a nice surprise.
I'm here because I've got some news for you.
Oh, sounds interesting. What's going on?
Well, it's about the wedding.
Don't tell me Sam's called it off. Or are you having second thoughts?
No one's called it off. Oh. We've just decided to change the venue.
Oh, good. So where's it going to be now?
Well, we're going with Hallamstream House instead of Crook Old Manor Barn.
But it's so expensive there. Can you afford it? I mean, I can help you, but...
It's fine. We've got it covered.
Okay, if you say so. You're lucky they had any availability.
I know. They had a cancellation.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, but do you know what the best part is?
What?
Well, you won't have to do the catering.
But that was my contribution to the wedding. What am I supposed to do now?
We can enjoy being the mother of the groom instead of slaving over a hot stove.
No, I wouldn't mind, but I had a menu planned. What about the cake?
Oh, of course we still want you to do the cake.
Oh, are you sure? You're not just saying that, are you, Mario?
Well, you make fantastic cakes, Mum. We wouldn't want anyone else to do it.
Well, I suppose it'll give me the time to concentrate on the cake and make sure it's perfect.
It will be. Your cake is going to be the centrepiece of the reception, and you get to enjoy the wedding properly.
Hello, Adam. Lovely to see you. Come in. To what do I owe the pleasure?
I'd like to ask a favour, Charlotte, but I didn't want to discuss it over the phone.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Is it terribly hush-hush?
Oh, no, quite the opposite. Heather and I are setting up a community radio station, Radio Hunsford.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. A radio station will really help to bring the people of Hunsford together.
Hello, Adam. What brings you out to this nick of the woods?
Adam's just telling me about the community radio station he's setting up.
Helping to set up. Heather's very much the driving force. It was her idea.
That is great news. Heather must be sorting herself out.
Oh, indeed. I'm so pleased she's found a new interest. Now, what were you about to ask me?
We're putting together our schedule of programmes, and we wondered if you'd be interested in doing a monthly MP's phone-in.
What sort of thing did you have in mind?
Well, a sort of live on-air surgery, answering questions from the public.
I'm not sure. I don't think I'd be very good at live radio.
Nonsense. You'll be fine. After all, you regularly speak in Parliament, which is far more challenging.
Well, yes, but this is different.
Oh, it'll be totally controlled. We'll filter out the nuisance callers, and the presenter will be gentle with you. He won't, shall we say, go all John Humphreys on you. I promise.
It'll really raise your profile, Charlotte, and demonstrate that you're engaged with your constituency.
Oh, that is a good point, Raymond. Adam, could I do a trial run? Then I'll decide if it's right for me.
Sounds perfect. I'll look at the dates and get back to you.
Oh, Trevor, you got 5 minutes?
I certainly do. It's as dead as a dodo in here, and as you can see, what can I do for you?
Well, it's about our wedding. See, Sam and I have moved the venue from Crook Old Manor Barn to Hallamstream House, and we need some help.
Oh, I love weddings, especially posh ones. And you guys are going right up market. What did you decide to change?
Well, the in-laws suggested an upgrade.
Well, that figures. Now, what's your theme? A Downton Abbey vibe would be perfect. chaps in sharp suits or striped blazers with straw boaters.
Sorry, Trev, we're not having a theme. It's strictly 2021.
Now you're talking strictly. Oh, it would be great. It would give the girls the chance to wear some fabulous frocks.
Oh, read my lips. No themes.
Or maybe a Peaky Blinders theme, you know, with flat caps.
Trevor.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting carried away. How can I help?
Well, we need an MC to introduce the speeches, the band and the disco. We've seen your gigs and we reckon you'd be perfect, if you'd like to do it.
Oh, I would be absolutely love to. I could throw in a few of my gags.
Okay, but don't distract from the speakers, and especially not from the band.
Oh, I promise not to. I'll leave the risque stories to the best man. However...
What?
I just thought a lovely surprise for Sam.
Oh, what sort of surprise?
Oh, I promise you'll both adore it.
Season 5, Episode 13 was written by Gene Fairburn and 14, Tim Latham. Raymond was played by Ben West, Carmella, Fee Fish, PC Evans, Jilly Young, Trevor, Neil Arthur, Doreen, Carolyn Tyser, Alison, Jay McCurtakay, Fiona, Angie Pike, Mario, Tony Irving, Adam, Steve Kay, and Charlotte, Tina Yates. Post-production engineer, Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.